When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Hold Up. This is the show where we have big ideas and conversations about little things, you know? We get really intense, but it's about stuff that doesn't really matter. We're not talking about war, we're not talking about famine, we're talking about things that, you know, irk us. And we usually land on opposite sides of each other. Today, we're going to be talking about irons versus steamers. I'm joined by my co-host, Dulce Sloan.
Sup, nigga?
And go ahead and tell the people, Dulce. Tell the people where you land and why and how you came to
you
your
conclusion.
You know what?
You always ask me first. I think you should tell the people where you land, because I feel like you wait to hear all my arguments or my side, how I feel deep in my heart. And then you're like, let me tell you all the ways that you are wrong. And first of all, I don't like that energy. Second of all, I think it allows you to start calculating and contemplating all of the counterpoints and arguments to my beautifully made and well-executed thoughts, feelings, and facts. So, you go first. Shit.
All right. Okay. You know, I thought I was being a gentleman this whole time, but no. I get it.
No, I hear you. It was gentleman, but it's also strategy. It's strategery.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with irons.
All right? As you would. As you would.
Wow. What does that even mean?
Gone.
Okay. So I'm going to go with irons because to me, irons are classic and we got it right the first time, you know? Irons, first of all, they know what they're doing with the settings. Okay? Irons got those settings on them. They got nylon, they got silk, they got cotton, they got polyester. All right? You can adjust the knob. You can choose to spray, or you can choose to really push the steam through. And that's one of the reasons why I don't really think that the steamer is coming correct, because irons already steam. They have a setting. So what you basically did was you were at a Quiznos thinking that, wow, this is a great fast food sandwich. Meanwhile, Subway was like, we've been toasting. So that your whole business model was wrapped up in a thing that we do on the side. And honestly, that's how I feel about irons. Irons were already steaming, pressing, doing all of the stuff they needed to do to get you wrinkle free. But then steamers come out of nowhere being like, we're the cool, hip, young, new thing that doesn't even really do as much as our predecessor.
Okay. One, shout out to Quiznos. Way better than a Subway. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know who didn't send the email. I don't know what had to occur for that business to go the way that it did. Because it was actually pretty good. I of course went steamers because I am a professional, and
okay,
we have to talk about how dangerous an iron is, right? People have left irons on, burned down homes, burned people. Listen, you saw the episode of Good Times where Penny's mother came after her with that hot iron. Okay, we all have been just we've all have burns marks on us from using irons. I remember this kid in my neighborhood. Listen, I'll tell you what he said. Hot iron in his house. He's a kid. He's walking through, bumps into the ironing board. There's a scar on his arm where it is a triangle of the top of the ironing of the iron. It's the triangle and then like three of the holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the young man's arm. He said he bumped into the iron. That's none of my business. It long passed, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think CPS was coming, all right? We've all melted a piece of clothing. I was trying to, because there are multiple settings, right?
Yeah.
But I've had polyester. It were my favorite pair of pants, right? Trying to get to work. They were wrinkled. I work with a bunch of black people. So you know you can't come to work with wrinkled clothes when you work with black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The clothes can't be wrinkled. You can't be ashy. There's so many things. We're late to work to make sure we look good enough for each other, no matter where we work. You could be in an office. You could be in a McDonald's. Doesn't matter. We require each other to reach a certain level of standard, right? Polyester pants. Polyester setting. Melted the fuck out of these pants. Favorite pair of pants. Had a little fake belt attached to them. It's 2003. I'm living my best life, right? Got my fun little stretchy pants. They're good for work. They're good for going to the club. They're good for going out with my friends. You wear them on a date. And then, bang, I go to iron them. I said I'm on the setting. I read it. Polyester. It says you... And all of a sudden, like a plastic bag close to a stove. Crumbled. You understand? You ever been cooking? You had like your grocery bag still close to the gone. I thought it was pants away. I cried. Oh, I love them fucking pants. I look good in them pants too. Everything was hitting, popping. The thing was staying. The cakes was caking. And no, the iron took me out. Been burned by an iron. Also, that steam setting on an iron. What it does is it shoots water all over your clothes. And then you have to have the knowledge and the know-how and the foresight to be able to get that watermark off the clothes, because sometimes that water, the big droplets of water, you iron over it, it actually creates a watermark on your clothes. So now you're trying to go nice at your business meeting, and now you're just full of splotches. So steamers for me, one, I say because I'm a professional, right? They don't have irons on set. There's no irons in costume shops. You know, there's like an iron, like I'm saying this. Sometimes there's an iron in a costume shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a steamer on set. They make portable steamers, okay? Listen, there's no hot plate. When it's off, it's off. It's knocking them wrinkles out. You can do it on various fabrics, okay? What I'm saying is that, because you can like, say you want to, some people iron curtains. Only iron curtain I know is the Soviet Union. I mean, I don't, that seems like a lot of work to me. But you can use them, it's a lot quicker than ironing. Also, you can iron creases into clothes. The setting sometimes is too high, too low. There's a lot of trial and error on an outfit with the iron. And usually when you're using an iron, you're probably in a hurry and you're gonna fuck something up. A steamer, pour some water in that bitch and let the steam do the walking, okay? You let the steam come through them wrinkles. Let the steam knock it out. You just lift it up. Shoosh. Because I worked in a costume shop before. You've seen a costume shop before. Every wardrobe of every TV show, movie, or whatever, they ain't got no iron, baby. When they're out here for these fashion weeks, it's not an iron, baby. It's a steamer. An iron is archaic technology. You understand? Irons is from the past. Once we got them settings, you put some steam, that's it. There's no new irons. There's no new shapes. Ain't nobody doing nothing new on irons, okay?
What? Okay, look, first of all, the iron is the workman's tool for getting those clothes nice and crisp, okay? All right? I already see it. I already see the doubt. I already see the disrespect.
No, the workman's tool. I mean, you're not a workman. So I don't know how you know it's their tool. You're currently in detention. I don't know what working you talk about.
All
right.
Look, first of all, don't come at me for things that are not irons. All
right. You know you in the basement of a high school right now.
don't come at me for things that have nothing to do with the topic.
I hear you. I just want to know if you're safe. You out here looking kidnapped. Josh, blink twice. Blink twice if you're safe, Josh. Do you have a window? Fresh air? Can you see outside? What do you see? Go ahead. Workman's tool, right. You work in the office, but go
irons.
Ahead.
Irons.
You work in an office and from home. But go, all right, workman's tool.
Irons? Okay.
Okay.
They may not be in every costume house, but they're in every hotel. All right? The people use irons, okay? The steamer, it is a tool of the thespian and of Hollywood. But the iron is a tool of the people. Okay.
So you don't think they sell steamers to people?
They sell them, but you were bringing up where they're in everything of. And I'm telling you, yes, they're in every costume house, but irons are in every hotel. And they have been for a long time. Now, when it comes to steamers doing things wrong, there are steamers that only take specific things. So there's steamers that only take distilled water. All right.
And juice.
When you don't put that in there and you just put water from the tap because you're like, oh, I just got to steam something real quick, whatever. There is a residue you can get because it's getting caked up within the steamer. Anyone with a steamer who's had this issue, this is what it is, by the way. If you have a steamer and you've ever had this problem, it's because your steamer in fine print, probably if they told you in regular letters, you wouldn't have bought it. Your steamer in fine print only takes distilled water, all right? And when you don't put that on there, that's why sometimes it's not consistent with the push of the steam in all the holes, and why sometimes there's like a little white dot residue sort of thing on the overall steamer when you get done.
You can get that on an iron as well.
You can get it on iron, but irons were made for dirty water. You can even iron with water from Flint.
You tell me I can iron with mud.
You can even iron. You can iron with that lead water if you wanted to.
Listen, all I'm saying is that I think we went over to the steamer. One, because it's faster. You hang up your shirt, okay? Pair of pants, your gown, all right? You run that. Now, mind you, I have had to use an iron as a steamer. Had to do it on a Monday because we went to the Emmys. Mm-hmm. And you were there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out. And I saw my friend Lace Larrabee. Look her up. She is an amazing comic. She's just on America's Got Talent. She's getting ready. Her dress needs to get ironed, right? So what did I... So I'm laying it on the bed. I lay it on the bed. Going over it. And there's too many panels, okay? There's too many panels. I'm losing track of where I am. Also, if you iron something on a bed, because there was an iron, but I don't remember seeing an ironing board.
Okay.
So when you iron something on a bed, if you've got one of those comforters with the divisions in it, then it'll create like lines in whatever you're ironing. So it's taking forever. What did I do? I went and put some water in the iron, hung it up, was done in 3 minutes. Choo, 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 choo. Gown ready. Gown the house down. Ready for these Emmys, okay? Mm-hmm. Ready for these parties.
Mm-hmm.
All the wrinkles, they're gone, okay? They fly away. Why? Because when I lifted it up and let that steam hit it, when I let the power of hot water instead of a hot plate, get at them wrinkles.
Okay. So I understand. And I did see the dress and it did look great. But from what I'm hearing, we're saying the same thing. We're both saying that irons already do what steamers claim to do.
And they've been doing it.
And steamers came out of nowhere being like, I'm special, I'm different, but they weren't.
You have to buy an iron with a steamer function. Like, I have a small iron for, like, crafting.
Mm-hmm.
There's no steam function on that iron.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have that big steam, like that.
Yeah, the button.
I had to have that big steam button. On my little iron, you can put water in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hit you with the same choop, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that there wasn't a steam function in an iron. I'm saying that they put steam functions in an iron because we had steamers and people were like, hey, let's add this into the iron because sometimes the iron ain't giving us what we need.
Ooh.
So they added the steam.
First of all, I don't think that is correct at all. I don't know the timeline on that.
Look it up.
I mean, I guess I can look it up, but I just feel like the iron was added with steam and then someone made a steamer.
There's a whole internet.
Yeah, I mean, we can look it up right now.
This has to happen because, what is it, what came first, the iron or the steamer? Is that the question?
No. Just what came first, the steamer or the steam function on an iron? Because irons are way older than steamers.
Oh, truly. They used to have irons, you put them in fucking fires. I remember seeing those old school irons where you're like, you got to wrap a rag around it. Because I remember seeing them going, but why did you make the whole thing metal?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why'd you make the handle metal?
Why is the handle metal? Like, this lets you know that they knew that women were going to use this because somebody didn't give a fuck, right? Because it was like...
Yeah, I could see that.
They put wooden handles on like... It's like pots. It's like every time I see like a lot of designs for stuff, I'm like, we've been putting wooden handles on things for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But like kettles, pots, and stuff like that. I'm just saying it just feels like sometimes it's just like men are mean.
While you're looking it up, I'll make the case because you brought it up as a detriment. I would actually say it's potentially a plus. All right. You brought up the dangerous side of irons. All right. As if it was a negative. I'm saying let's lean into the danger for a second. All right. It's not a con. It's a pro. There's a lot of Americans that don't want to have a gun in their house. All right. But if you got an intruder, what you hitting them with? A steamer or an iron? All right. What? If you had a robber come in your house and you don't have anything weaponized to defend yourself, but you got an iron, now you got a chance.
If it's hot. Okay?
No, it doesn't have to be hot. That's just a bunch of metal waiting to hit somebody in the head.
Depending on the size. There's some of these irons I'm just like, this iron is too big.
Mm-hmm. Not too big to fight.
Now, my iron is only... No one's afraid. It all depends on the size of your iron.
Yeah, but you see, steamers... That's the threat level. Steamers are too ergonomically built. All right? They're not going to do the same damage as a big clunky iron waiting to just crack somebody across the face.
The first commercially available electric steam iron was introduced in 1926 by a New York drying and cleaning company. Not dry cleaning, drying and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Eldick, but was not a commercial success. The patent for an electric steam iron and dampener was issued in Chicago in 1934. You know, we should really start researching this shit before we actually get on the podcast.
I mean, it's not really about being factual. It's about being right.
That's true.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you put in a crease with a steamer?
Well, this is the thing about a steamer as well. Some steamers come with that little handheld casing. Have you seen this? So basically, when you open the steamer, the package that the steamer comes in, like the little bag, flattens out. And that bag is very, very thick. So that way you can run the steamer along the clothes, but also press your hand against the steamer through the bag without burning yourself. Have you seen this?
Well, I did just see, again, because I was like, can a steamer make a crease? And it says, if you wear pleated pants, you can use the steamer to set a crease. Just lay the garment down on a flat surface and move the plate down the edge of the crease as you would with an iron. And then menshealth.com, why every man should own a clothes steamer. Every man. All the men's.
You really going to sit here and listen to Men's Health?
Men's Health seems to be the most concerned about you niggas.
Look, Men's Health, they have their good days. Mm. They have their bad days. All right.
I've had some good days. I hear you. Because Women's Health, it's the same thing. Sometimes it's like, you know what? Thank you for teaching me about menopause. And then the next day it's like, oh, all the flat tummy tees. Bitch, all of this is just a laxative. How dare you? So yeah, I see what you're saying. But I know that men don't have to worry about flat tummy tees.
No,
no. Because for some reason, my stomach's supposed to be flat. But these niggas out here looking like old stoves, and I'm supposed to be impressed. They call them pot belly stoves for a reason. What came first, the pot belly or the stove?
Okay. So, do you think then that the what I'm talking about with the casing, with the steamer, with the handheld thing where you can really hold it and press it?
I have no idea what you're talking about. So,
okay, that's just, to me, that's just knockoff iron, and I've seen it with a couple of models, but that's fine. That's fine. I understand that you love your steamer. I understand it's done you right. It's just done me dirty in the past, okay?
As an iron has done me dirty in the past, I can say as someone who has had to iron, not had to, so someone who has ironed lots of clothes, I choose not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of my clothes, very flammable, very meltable. I'm not dealing with a lot of natural fabrics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always iron because I can't. But a lot of those clothes that are very flammable, you don't need to iron them anyway. Like all these leggings I got, you need to iron them leggings. Once you put a leg in it, ain't no wrinkles. Because it's on this body, right? Ain't no.
Yes, the body is the iron. I got you.
Right. The body is the iron. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Body, oddy, iron. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you say iron?
Iron?
That's the only way you say it?
Yeah. Yeah. I did know a kid that he was very confusing. He would always, first of all, he talked very fast. And he would always call an iron an urn. And so there was one time where he was talking about how his mom was mad because he broke the urn. And we were like, yeah, I mean, it's an urn. You've got somebody's ashes all over your floor. Like
a fucking sitcom.
Yeah, because we didn't understand him for the longest time. It took us like a good 8 to 10 minutes of him trying to explain because he also can't say it any other way. So he's like, no, it's not an urn, it's an urn.
Right.
And we're like, that's the same word that you're saying.
My mom had a friend when we lived in Miami, and they were country, and she went over there one time. She went over to their house without me and my brother. And their youngest son, he said, he came to my mom and he goes, "Where your churn at?" And my mother said, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Your churn." And my mother said, "I'm so sorry." And he said, "Yo, cheer ran." And my mother said, "Where are my children?" She said, "Yeah, your churn." And my mother said, they're not with me.
There's definitely, especially in your mom's mind, I'm sure that after the first one, like, "Where your churn?" It's like, "I get my butter at the store." Do you know what I mean? Like if somebody just comes at you completely, you don't know what they're saying, but you try to make sense of it. One of my favorite instances of this happening was on To Catch a Predator. All right. On To Catch a Predator, this dude shows up. Chris Hansen got him, you know, got him like top got to bottom. Him. And then this dude is like a little wannabe, you know, Eminem, right? So he's already got the cap. He's got like all the stuff. And, you know, Chris Hansen starts asking him questions like, you know, like, "Why were you talking to a young teenager on the internet?" All the stuff like that. All the Chris Hansen stuff that Chris Hansen does. And right. Then this guy goes, he pulls his hat down and he's like, I don't even really want to be on TV right now. You feel me? And like, so he does that, which is already like, oh man, send this guy to jail now for multiple things. Like,
yes.
And so then as he's saying, "I don't really want to be on TV right now. You feel me?" Chris Hansen, completely misunderstanding him, but without missing a beat, goes, "Yes, we are filming."
No, that's not. You feel me? No, that's not. That's not what happened. You feel me? Not. I'm saying all of those things. There was always like jokes in like the 90s and 2000s. Somebody was like, "Yo, you feel me?" Like, no, dude, I'm not. I think I saw something. Some dude was like, "You feel me?" And this guy was like, "I don't want to touch you." And I laughed so hard. I laughed so I don't want to touch you. I saw this this thread on I think there's a embracing Black culture. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got it's funny because my friend Lace was like, she said I've learned so much on embracing Black culture, and I was like, cool. She said the thing that was crazy was like bleach when washing dishes, and I was like, yeah, I don't do it because I don't like the smell of bleach and it makes your hands weird.
I also don't do it because I wash my dishes soon enough that bleach never comes into the conversation.
But some people just do it all the time.
When I found out there were people that do it all the time, I was genuinely blown away. I was like, the food just happened.
I hear you. But some people are like, clean is clean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't want bleach on my dishes because my dishes smell like bleach. And I hate the smell of bleach. But it was this whole thread of just like things that Black people will say that'll like hype people up and people misunderstanding it. So this girl's like, it's like, I was at work and one of my co-workers came in like a new outfit and it looked nice. And she's like, "Ooh, I'm scared of you." And he was like, "But why? I didn't do anything." So just, so it's like, well, why are you scared? What did I do? Or you still talking about, or you know, somebody else. It brought something for like a potluck, like, "Oh, you put your foot in this." It's like, "Oh, why would I put my foot in? That's disgusting." And it's like, there has to be a point where you realize that's not what we're saying. Like, oh, my favorite is when white comics go to Black rooms mm-hmm. and have a good set and somebody be like, "Man, you stupid." And they're less like, "Well, I think my comedy," like, no. Just giving you a compliment. Just say thank you. Huh.
"Man, you're stupid. I thought that I was pretty insightful up there." And
well-crafted jokes. And whenever Black people are in a group, mm-hmm. we're all laughing. Like, you've seen Derek run down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Gaines, great comedian, the great boy on Instagram. One of the white comics came over. He's like, "I just want to tell a joke and all you guys run away and then come back." He said, "That's all I want. I just want to be able to come over to the group and say something and all y'all run away." I have always wondered what it is, because I saw something and I'm like, it's because of slavery. And I was like, come on, dog. Really? Yeah,
everything can't be because of slavery.
Is it? I don't. I mean, I can't say I don't know. But it's like, because it was like, we weren't allowed to laugh because we weren't allowed to have fun, even though we're just like already working for free, bro. Already murdering us. You already stole us. You could at least let us fucking laugh, right? Because I don't remember the day that I learned that when somebody said something to run away. Because it's a deep feeling where you're just like, I have to flee. Like, you don't know why.
I don't want to be near the person that said that right now.
Right. Even though it's funny as shit, you're like, I got to get away from him. It's very much deep in your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at some point, if we don't run, me and Derek will just start jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to figure out, like.
For me, it's a good melt. If I say something that makes somebody slide out the seat,
man,
I know I've made my mark, you know? I know I've contributed to the conversation.
It's either there's the run, the melt, or someone grabs the nearest person and they laugh making no noise.
Yeah, yeah. They just...
Or their whole, like, if you weren't paying attention, because it's like they're grabbing each other and their mouths are open, so either they're screaming, like, they're either in a horror movie or they're laughing.
Yeah, it's like when Joe Rogan sees a knockout and he just grabs everybody that's near him and just stares.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like, when you see somebody do something, you must just grab the nearest person.
Just you're grabbing them so that they're safe from what was just said. You know, it's a lot like the mom arm with the car accident, you know, where you're like, let me stick it out there, make sure they're okay.
I did that with my friend Jessica Michelle. There's a comic, Mayron. The first time I ever heard Mayron say, I've sucked more dicks than you've had hot dinners. Me and Jessica it was immediate. We grabbed each other, girded our loins, and then we were just frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I could not function. I was just, did you, what the fuck? That? But like, you want somebody to like make you laugh like that. Like, I don't know if I've ever done, made people laugh like that while I was on stage. I've done it in conversation.
Yeah. Also shout out Mayron. Is very funny, and I still remember the first time I met Mayron, and I think I was at Stamp New York or something, just eating a salad, and we were meeting, we were like saying our hellos and everything, and he's like, are you out late eating a salad? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, come through, Black Excellence.
Come through, Black Excellence. Yes, mama. I love Mayron. I remember being at a diner late in the city. And I know it was like fucking 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some young white woman eating a salad. And I was like, bitch, this ain't salad time. These white women can't get no breaks, bro.
This ain't salad time.
He eating a whole fucking burger, fries, all the trimmings, and you over there with just a bowl of lettuce. And I think she put like oil and vinegar on it. I was like, you're already thin. What you trying to prove?
Mm.
Eat the fries. It's okay.
Mm.
You gonna run them off in the morning? It's all right. But you don't, because I was watching her eat the salad. She didn't look excited about it. That nigga eating that burger, he was having a great time.
I can't believe, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he was humming, but I could feel the hum. Her, on the other hand, every poke with a fork was like, I know acting when I see it, right?
Jeez.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You remember in the 90s where they kept trying to tell us you could use iron to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No, my mother would have beat the brakes off me.
Oh, it's funny. I know a kid that did it, and he got the brakes beaten off him.
See? Because no one tells you. Because the thing is, you can't get butter off that iron.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, when you really think about it, you need two irons.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I feel like you need an iron. To make it really effective. And then you need a pan that's flat enough for the iron to move around. But by that point, you might as well just put the pan.
But if you have a pan, just make the grilled cheese in the pan.
That's what I was saying, yeah. I think that if you've gone all the way to, like, I got my flat pan and I got my iron, it's like, well, you've missed the point of cooking.
Right. Yo, I wonder if there's an iron cookbook. Because you know there's a toaster cookbook. There's a toaster oven cookbook. You know it's probably for bachelors too. I always am confused as we like the whole trope where like where men are on their own. They're completely incompetent. Mm. I mean, we're not 100% wrong because they're the ones that are telling us that. Like on sitcoms, like men by themselves are completely incompetent. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly men in writers' rooms. But like, I didn't see an iron cookbook. I saw a cast iron cookbook, and that's not the same thing. You probably can't. You know what? I bet you could make broccoli. Like, you could steam vegetables with a steamer if you had the right. I guess
if you are steaming vegetables with a steamer. Oh. I'm telling you right now, you are broke. All right.
Oh, have you not seen people like they're like, oh, you can use a coffee maker to cook vegetables, and I'm just like,
that's like. That's the type of innovation we don't need. It's innovating backwards. It's like I specifically told Logan about a time where I can't remember who was even saying it. But anyway, where they were like, oh, you know, if dish soap is also hand soap, then why can't it just be body wash, you know? And I mean, if it's body wash, then it's basically like conditioner and shampoo and what. And it's like it grew so much that I was like, oh, man, this is like the most insane logic I've ever heard.
That's your tomato ketchup. That's your tomato soup ketchup logic.
Look, that's different.
Okay.
Okay. Because that was me.
Mm-hmm. And this is them.
Yes, yes.
Now listen, you can't say that the first bubble bath you had was not Ajax dishwashing liquid.
Maybe. It might have been Dial. Dial is worse. Dial is like
Dial will strip your DNA, bro.
Yeah. When you get done with Dial, not only are you clean, you are missing. All right. Dial
just no fingerprints. But so when I was talking about, like, just to go back, we were talking about like the body wash, hand soap, Dial, like I was thinking about, because you said soap was self-cleaning, and I was like, and I was telling my mom about it, and she's like, he's never been in a mechanic shop. And I used to date a mechanic, and a lot of times we always had used cars, and the soap at a mechanic shop is the dirtiest piece of soap. It's always big. It's big and dirty, right? Mm-hmm. So what we've realized is that even though we have our clear positions on irons versus steamers, neither one of us has convinced the other one to come to anywhere to their side.
Yeah, because, you'll never take me alive.
But listen, I'm not here for your child abuse appliances. Is what I'm gonna say. No one's threatened.
You can burn somebody with a steamer.
You absolutely can, but I haven't seen it yet. So what I have seen is year after year, you know, of movies and somebody getting busted in the head with an iron or somebody having a hot iron on their face like fucking Home Alone, right? Irons have been used to cause so much damage, while steamers, on the other hand, are knocking wrinkles out of clothes and making your broccoli delicious.
Look, let's be honest, though. If you're in that situation, if you're in dire straits, Kevin McAllister isn't coming through with a steamer, all right? He needs that iron.
You could have hooked it up, had the steamer on high, and somebody open a door and get blasted in the face with steam. Steam is actually very dangerous.
steam is dangerous, but that's not, that steam isn't hitting like that. It's not hitting like that iron.
I'm exactly my point. Okay. Danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danger. Danger.
Safety for the person using the iron is what I see.
But it's also danger to the person using the iron. You've all been burned by an iron. We've all been burned by an iron. We've always thought an iron was not on, and it was on. We've all looked for 2 seconds at something. Can't say. We've all been burned by irons, have been permanently scarred by irons.
Look,
I don't know nobody with a steamer scar.
Anything truly beautiful is a little dangerous. Okay.
I'm not fucking with you. Okay. Don't you? That is the most. That is the craziest thing. That was insane.
Oh God.
I'm worried about you and anybody that know you. Negro, what? This man Josh is wild out here in these streets. Let's give it over to the listener.
Yeah, let's kick it to you. What do you think? Irons versus steamers? What do you use more? What do you love more? Which one do you think has more utility? Iron. So whatever you think, you let us know in the comments. You can let us know on social. If you're looking for us, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, at Josh Johnson on Twitter, Josh J Comedy on Facebook if you still use it, and Josh Johnson Comedy on YouTube and TikTok. And if you're looking for Dulce,
it's Dulce Sloan on everything, because I don't want to confuse you. But also, I do realize there's 7,000 Josh Johnson.
Yeah, I can't help that. So you know, there's so many of us.
I know. I just know by your email that there's so many.
Yeah. But, you know, we appreciate you. We hope you had a great time listening. And honestly, we hope you have a great weekend that is pressed and cleaned. No creases that you don't want. And you're looking fresh in the world.
No sticks, no stems. I don't even smoke weed. I don't even know why I said that.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And hey, we want to know, what do you want to hear us argue about on this podcast? Drop a comment on any hold up clip you see on The Daily Show's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube pages. We check them all. And you can also tweet at us using the hashtag hold up. There's a lot of options, so there's no excuse. Let us know.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.